Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, survival of the fittest and or survival of the happiest? Well, folks, can you stand 30 seconds of theory lecture before we get to some knowing changes everything really information? And I'm 90% sure that even if you're knowing it, you're not doing it to live longer, healthier, and happier. Really? Well, ready or not, here it comes. Evolutionary psychology says the ways our brain functions were selected by the forces of nature because those ways enhanced our ability to survive. And those things that enhanced our ability to survive were linked to the brain's pleasure center, saying, do more of that, do more of that, so we do more of it and be more likely to survive and pass the genetic code that keeps track of how our brains and bodies work on to the next generation. Pleasure in the short run, life satisfaction and happiness point into survival in the long run. Now, we humans developed into social beings, living in groups, and peoples whose brains help them work well in groups had a survival advantage because together, two or three or four or five of us were more likely to fend off one Attila the Hun or Attila with a bunch of Huns from taking what we needed to survive, our food, shelter, tools, potential mates. Okay, theory over, practical application time. Over the past few weeks, I've noticed I've been less happy than usual, and I've been checking out why. Any major disruption in my close relationships, my social circle? Nope. Actually, the opposite. I've been feeling closer to my friends and family, largely because I'd noticed I was out of balance, too much work, not enough play. I got dull and dispirited, so I started to call and chat and make dinner and movie dates to make a friend be a friend. So, happier there. So what was causing this dip to down in the dumps? Well, then I realized I've had a sore foot and haven't been doing my daily run or even biking to work, my daily commute that I love. And study after study shows that regularly moving the bod briskly makes the brain little Mr. or little Ms. happy. Less anxious, less tense, less depressed, instead perkier and more energetic. So no surprise, I lost some of my zip. Now another shocking fact. Only about 10% of us alleged adults get any regular brisk movement. I hesitate to say exercise because then we think pain, not the pleasure of brisk bodily bodaciousness. And of course, the research also shows over and over and over that bopping the bod bodaciously, for example, just brisk walking for 10 minutes or more a day, keeps us living longer and healthier and happier. So, now, if you're trying to decide, should I put this knowing changes everything into action, remember, there was no lazy boy recliner or widescreen TV in the man cave or woman cave back in Cro-Magnon days. But it was fun to run, to grab dinner, or snag a partner to work on passing along our genes. Hope to see you out there chasing a happier, healthier life. I'm Rich, your Paleolithic pal, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.